You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government has signed a new agreement on trade and essential supplies with Singapore, aimed at keeping crucial goods like fuel, food, medicine, and construction materials moving during future crises. Meanwhile, ACT has released a new immigration policy, framing it as a way to make immigration work for New Zealand, with proposals including tougher deportation settings and requirements for migrants. And leaked emails around New Zealand's response to U.S. airstrikes on Iran have raised questions about the coalition's foreign policy direction. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Shannon Halbert on these topics. A couple weeks ago, we spoke about fuel instability and rising fuel prices in New Zealand. Since then, the government has signed the Agreement on Trade in Essential Supplies with Singapore, which aims to keep goods like fuel, food, medicine, and construction materials moving during crises. How does Labour view this agreement?
Yeah, we're absolutely supportive of it. It's a two-way trade between the nations. It is significant. It brings in about $11 billion annually, and Singapore is the second largest source of investment to Aotearoa New Zealand. It's a nice job, you know, signing off what Labour started. And so we're really glad that the work that we developed, which was a framework for food for fuel, that deal has now been done with Singapore.
What do you think this deal says about how New Zealand is thinking about supply chains and fuel security?
Well, it is limited in that sense. There's nothing there from the government in terms of reducing the cost of living pressure. Prime Minister Luxon committed to fixing the economy and reducing the cost of living. He hasn't been able to do that. And so, you know, in this sense, he'll be crossing his fingers and hoping that this goes a long way.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has said the deal is about building resilience in an uncertain world, especially given around a third of New Zealand's fuel is refined in Singapore. What do you think longer-term resilience should look like?
Well, it's important that the relationship is intact, and that's exactly why we, Labour, established the framework in the first place, and Prime Minister Luxon has continued that. It needs to be an ongoing piece of relationship work with Singapore to ensure that it's enduring. But obviously the resilience part is the most important part, but that will take work moving forward.
ACT has released a new immigration policy under the framing of making immigration work for New Zealand. It includes proposals like stronger English requirements, an infrastructure surcharge on temporary work visas, a five-year welfare stand-down for resident class visa holders, and a dedicated overstayer enforcement unit. What is Labour's response to that policy?
Well, I wouldn't trust the ACT Party on immigration. It's the latest example of another coalition party desperately trying to snatch votes from each other, and that's all that this is about.
What do you make of the framing and the language around making immigration work for New Zealand?
Well, the real concern here is that many skilled migrants who come to New Zealand eventually leave to Australia for better opportunity. That's a result of the economic failures of this government, and that's where the ACT Party, the National Party, and New Zealand First really need to take a hard look at some of the policies that they are putting up, be focused on making sure that we have the right immigration support and settings in place so that people can contribute to our country in a meaningful way like they want to.
We spoke last week about concern around anti-migrant and anti-Indian sentiment recently. Do you think policies like this risk feeding into that wider discourse?
Well, we've seen that from New Zealand First, and I condemned that last week. And here again, we see another layer of that coming from the ACT Party. What we need to focus on is to ensure that migrants who come here can make long-term contributions to New Zealand, that we don't risk losing those skills heading off to Australia. You know, and we need to play our part as Aotearoa New Zealand to make sure that they can live a good and meaningful life.
ACT has also proposed expanding the role of pharmacists to take on more primary care services, while Labour's proposed the three free GP visits a year. How does Labour compare those two approaches?
Well, Labor supports skilled migrants supporting our workforce shortage areas. And it becomes clear that in the health area, you know, that we do need support, as we currently do, of bringing skilled migrants in to support our health workforce. So in our view, that needs to continue. But I come back to the point I make, which is it's important that we commit to them to make sure that they can build a long and meaningful life here in Aotearoa and contribute in the way that they wish to.
And just speaking on ACT's pharmacy policy, they're framing it as a way to take pressure off GPs and allow pharmacists to handle more common conditions and routine care. Does Labor see this as a useful part of the solution, or does this risk shifting pressure elsewhere in the health system?
Well, we've always had a migrant workforce that has supported in health, and, you know, we hope that that continues. But we've got to make sure that the settings are right, that we're recruiting migrants into the right places, that they have the skills that we need for our critical workforce shortage areas. But what's important here, again, is that we build a meaningful life for them long term, and that immigration isn't set up as a political football in the lead up to this year's election.
I also wanted to ask about the leaked emails around New Zealand's response to the US strikes on Iran. Reporting from RNZ through One News says the email showed Christopher Luxon wanted to move the government towards explicit public support for the US, while Winston Peters pushed for a more neutral position. What is Labor's response to that?
Well, it really shows how Prime Minister Luxon is incredibly out of touch with what New Zealanders think. New Zealanders don't support the war of any kind. But it just demonstrates another layer of a coalition of chaos where the National Party is talking about themselves and they're just not focused on the things that they promised, which was to fix the economy and to provide some form of respite on the cost of living.
Does this raise questions about how foreign policy is being managed within the coalition?
Well, it's clear that the coalition is in chaos. They're taking pot shots at each other and leaking emails that are shown as a covered up as a mistake. Just really shows that they're not on the same page. They don't have the same views. But it does really highlight that particularly the Prime Minister is in a different frame of mind on such an issue. It is concerning, and it's not in touch with where New Zealanders are at.
What does Labor believe New Zealand's position should be when allies are involved in these controversial military actions?
Labor's always stood for independent foreign policy, and we've demonstrated that historically, and we've called for that throughout this process. We don't support this war. And we don't support Prime Minister Luxon's views in particular.
And as we get closer to the election, do you think these foreign policy issues will cut through, or will voters mostly judge the government based on domestic issues like the cost of living and healthcare?
Cost of living is certainly coming up as the number one priority for New Zealanders. It's been clear that the government hasn't been able to fix the economy or provide any respite in the cost of living, and the fuel crisis have made things even worse. So my view is that is the number one priority for New Zealanders. But certainly there is a lot of media, a lot of interest coming up in foreign policy and the global impacts that have been had on New Zealand. And so it wouldn't surprise me too if over the coming months that may raise up in the priority areas for New Zealanders.
That was Shannon Halbert on New Zealand's trade deal with Singapore, ACT's proposed immigration policy and the government's leaked emails on Iran.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.